Welcome to this special NeoZazz exclusive interview. Now, those of you that listen to our podcast know that I am by no means a horror expert. So joining me today is Joe from Fear Scale.
Hello, everybody. Wait, am I the horror expert?
Yes, you are the horror expert, yes.
All right.
Today, we have the unique pleasure of talking with Cody Hoyer, one of the stars of the 16th episode, an upcoming horror film centered around three YouTube filmmakers who stumble into a terrifying situation while trying to get more hits for their adventure channel. Cody, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Joe and I have both watched the film and have many questions for you. So,
Ooh, great.
So how did you first learn about this film, and what about it compelled you to be a part of it?
I first heard about the film through Backstage.com, and it was just one of those fluke submissions. I'm a big fan of found footage horror movies, and so I saw a listing for this movie called Little Horror Movie. It was going to be filmed in Casablanca, and I was like, why not? I didn't expect anything at all. But then about a week and a half later, I get a phone call from the director, Jerome, and he immediately said, you're who I want for Mark. You're the first guy that I you know, the second I saw your video and your, you know, your stuff, I realized that's who I wanted. And so then we just started talking. He sent me the script, and it was just the idea of doing a found footage movie written by somebody who, you know, the native language was not English for him and the culture was completely different. I don't know. I just felt really compelled to do it. I felt like it was something I should do. And I've always been a fan of horror genre movies. The thing about found footage that really pulled it to me is, when it comes to found footage movies, I can't stand the idea of, you see a bunch of actors, you see a story happening, and all of a sudden they get angry at each other and they just start yelling and you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And then you lose the story. I had a feeling that if I were to do a part of this, that I wouldn't want that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It was just something like I wanted to change it up a little bit. And so that was one of the big things that really kind of pulled me towards the movie.
Well, that's really cool that he could work with you and work in the things that you feel as an aesthetic, as a fan. That is cool.
Yeah, it turned out, it started out with, I guess, 100-something pages. And then he saw how me and especially Einar, how we worked off of each other. It got to a point where he just kind of started writing the script that day. He threw out so many pages that we would figure out the storyline. And so it was based on his idea, but then he would just let us roll with things. He would tell me to, he says, I just want these keywords. If you can, you know, we'll start the dialogue with this. But then as long as you're able to have these keywords in there and bring it back, that's what I want. And Einar was very, very married to the script, so that was a little more difficult. But I grew up on the stage, and I'm very, I wouldn't say I'm a professional about it, but I'm really good when it comes to improv and jumping back to where I need to be. And Einar was a little more married to the script, so I was able to work off of him. And if he messed up a line, I was able to pull it back and keep it from, you know, messing up.
Cody, as a percentage, what would you say was an improv? 60-40 improv?
I'd say it was about 40% improv.
Now, I found it interesting because I'm a camera operator. Did you get to use any of your footage? Was the camera just the prop?
No, the camera was used. There's quite a bit of footage from the camera on screen that was in the film. And so some of it was my takes, some of it was takes done by the AD. So, but there was definitely moments where the stuff I recorded is actually in the film.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now, filming in another country, what kind of challenges did you face?
There wasn't really many challenges. The only thing that was kind of affected was my own personal biological clock, because we would do shooting from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. every single day. but the entire majority of the movie was shot in that house. And they would always set up, we'd show up like 4 p.m. and they would set up the lights so that it would look like inside it felt like it was the afternoon. And so that was the weirdest part, knowing that I was filming in an area that it looked like it was the afternoon, but if you walked outside, it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
It was just that was the weirdest part. I had to remind myself that, you know, every time I walked in that, okay, it's the afternoon. It's not 3 a.m.
Now, did you get to explore while you were there?
Yeah. Okay. We got to explore a little bit. Yasmina, who was, you know, she's very close to Jerome. She kind of was our tour guide on times when we weren't doing the shoot. So she would take us to different areas. She'd take us to the shore. She would take us all over, which was nice because, you know, we were kind of always on a timetable, but not at the same time. So she was always able to pull us right back into the shoot.
Well, and that time outside of the shoot probably helped a little bit. You had some great, great chemistry with the other two actors. So it's good to hear that you got to spend time outside of the shoot with each other to get to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah, the three of us, it was weird. We developed this nightly habit. Well, it was actually like 5 a.m. So once the show was done, or once the shoot was done for that day, we'd go back to the apartment and we would just start talking. And it wouldn't matter what we were talking about. We'd spend next 2-3 hours just talking about anything. And so we all got real close real quick.
So let me ask, said it was a lot was shot at night. Tell the truth. Was there any real terror? Did you feel any real terror at any point being around in that strange area and at night shooting? Was there any moments that really stuck out?
There was only one moment during the shoot that I actually felt like, oh no, something might happen. It was during the shoot. We were shooting in a mosque for the wedding, and we had the main camera that was shooting everything, and then you had me videotaping what I could see. In the middle of like the 10th take, this woman approached me in the middle of the scene, approached me with a handout telling me to stop, and I literally froze. But I kept the camera on and I just put it. I was like, maybe this is going to be an actual found footage. I stopped and she started yelling.
Oh, geez.
I had no idea what was she saying, but she started yelling at me. She started yelling at everybody. And then the director and a couple of the other Moroccan actors pulled her aside and started talking to her about everything. Well, come to find out, she was an investor and all this kind of stuff. She had put some money into the film, but someone had sent her a text saying that you need to get down here. They're shooting hardcore pornography in this mosque.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so she directly came to me and told me to stop. I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but yeah. So that was the only moment because I didn't know what was happening.
Oh, man. In looking through your background, you have a really rich theatrical background, and it was really cool to see some of the things that you've done. What were you able to bring from your theater experience to your film experience?
The just being natural. That was the... When I'm on stage, I've always kind of had the difficulty on stage of making something natural, but projecting it to a massive audience. That's always because I'm always at that moment where I'm like, do I believe this? Does this make sense? And so doing the film, I didn't have to worry about projecting anything. So I felt like the theater actually enhanced my performance or whatever you want to call it. It just helped the method so much easier in the film because I didn't have to project it or make a crazy face or anything. I just spoke it as naturally as I felt.
I read that you performed in the Full Monty.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did that make it easier to go Full Monty for your bedroom scene?
You know, it just wasn't, I felt safe around everybody. Everybody was really cool. Yeah, and working with Rebecca, I felt very comfortable with her. There was really no moment of, you know, except for when I was tied down, I was like, there was a brief moment of, I am completely vulnerable at this moment. But other than that, I felt pretty comfortable.
Slight bit of terror there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, if there's one word, Cody, that you could use to describe the 16th episode for the audience, what would it be?
Unconventional.
I agree.
The main thing about the film that I find very unconventional is this, it's not strictly a found footage movie. It's, you know, they bring in the big cameras for, you get to see what happens behind the camera more often than you actually see. You know, I think they did a really good balance.
I was surprised at how much comedy was in it as well. And that goes back to your chemistry with A&R, the improv, and just the comedic elements you brought to it.
I think in horror, there needs to be comedy in order to give the audience a moment to breathe. And I think there is definitely moments of comedy in terrifying moments. And so if you can, I think with Anar and I, we were able to find that balance of, you know, if an audience is just constantly shown terrifying moments, it's, you know, you got to keep progressing to something even more terrifying. So I feel like comedy is naturally a part of horror, and especially with me, because when I do get terrified or something makes me nervous, I automatically make a joke or I say something ridiculous because I know it eases me. And I just think, you know, comedy and horror are very, I think they work well together.
I think that's one of the things that really appealed to me about your character is that you can kind of, everybody can see themselves in your character in the fact that it's just that it is that nervousness that brings out just the first instinct of saying something funny to alleviate the tension. And I think that's one of the most appealing things about your character.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I actually, I run a page called Fear Scale where we actually watch films and we use a heart monitor to establish just how scary it is. Is there anything that makes your heart race, whether it be in just in filming or in general? Is there anything that makes your heart race?
I guess the only thing that really makes my heart race is the unknown, not knowing what's about to happen. I'm not a control freak, but I do have moments where if I am not in control, I have that fear of what's going to happen what's going to happen. So I think that's probably the only thing that really makes my heart race is just not knowing something, you know, walking into a room that has no lights and I'm in there by myself, just not knowing something. That's, I think, the only thing that really makes my heart race.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Cody. And remember, you can check out the 16th episode available for pre-order on iTunes and in theaters and on digital and on demand June 28th. Thanks so much, Cody.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care, Cody. Thank you.